It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado and other states are trying to take health care regulation into their own hands. CPR's Andrew Kenny explains.
Democrats in Colorado will try to control health care costs with a new bill that could establish a state-run insurance option by 2025. Only one other state, Washington, has tried something similar, but that could change.
A number of states are looking at public options as well as other programs that would expand the role of government to try to get more people into insurance and to make it more affordable.
That's Sabrina Corlett at Georgetown University. And with Democrats in power at the federal level, more states are likely to experiment.
Policymakers and advocates are energized by the opportunity to work more collaboratively with the Biden administration.
Hospital groups warn a public option plan could make it hard for them to stay in business. The Colorado bill will be introduced next month. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Higher education workers aren't receiving any special prioritization for the COVID-19 vaccine, but the University of Colorado Boulder is working with the state on a vaccine plan. CU Chief Operating Officer Patrick O'Rourke provided an update on the plan at a recent Board of Regents meeting.
As soon as we have the ability to request and obtain vaccine, RAs, essential staff, and others are part of our vaccination prioritization on the campus.
Most university workers will be eligible for vaccination in the summer during the state's Phase C. The Colorado Ballet plans to return to the stage in October. Their first performance will be a new production of the classic ballet Giselle. Other shows include The Nutcracker and The Wizard of Oz. Tickets go on sale in the spring. Front Range temperatures are below zero this morning, but the really cold weather should be breaking today, and temperatures getting warmer through this week. This is CPR News.